All right, here we are at day one. If you're starting on a Monday, you're starting your week off just right. Now, I want you to realize that you are ahead of 90% of the people in America. That's right, because only 10% of the population ever puts into practice what they learn or what they hear at a seminar. You are in the top 10% of achievers in America just because you are taking this step today. We're going to begin by understanding the heart. And to do that, we've got to realize the difference between the conscious mind and the heart. You see, through our intellectual mind, which has been trained by our life experiences, we tend to have thoughts. Those thoughts are based on external observances. They're based on the input that comes in through the five senses. Therefore, the natural mind has a tendency to only comprehend things in a natural way. And unfortunately, our natural mind is driven by judgment. Whenever man gave into the temptation to become God of his own world, he moved himself into the place of judgment, and we tend to look at situations, and instead of observing them and simply learning from them, we pass judgments, and those judgments become a part of our conscious paradigm, the way we view life. Now, our heart is the real me. It is who I really am. It's the seat of all that I am. And it's from my heart that I hear the voice of God. It's from my heart that I experience grace. It is from my heart that I become empowered to do the things that I want to do. So it is essential then that I learn how to get in touch with my heart, recognize the voice of my heart, recognize the voice of God in my heart, and commune with God in my heart, since that is the place where He seeks to meet with me. Now, the conscious mind, as we have discussed, is the doorkeeper of the heart, according to the book of Proverbs. And the doorkeeper determines what gets in and what gets out. Now, we're going to start this process of writing truth on our hearts. And in order to do that, it is essential that we be able to get past the doorkeeper. Now, the conscious mind, the doorkeeper, always seeks equilibrium. In other words, whatever views you hold in your conscious mind, your ego tends to attempt to prove that these views are correct. As a matter of fact, it's not just an emotional factor. The functions of your brain actually change the moment you make a judgment or the moment that you form an opinion. Studies show that in the reticular activating system, that the activity changes when you form a judgment or an opinion. And what actually happens when you see something a certain way, when you decide that something is a certain way, your brain actually functions in a way that will not allow you to see it any other way. So we become trapped by our opinions. We become trapped in a world that is not real according to God's reality, but it is our reality. It becomes an altered perception that produces an altered reality. Now, most people never learn how to get past the doorkeeper. The doorkeeper says, this is how I see it, this is how it is, this is how I am going to prove that it is, and I will not let information get to the heart that would prove anything else, and I will not let anything come out of the heart to show anything else. You see, we are all basically geniuses. We all have the voice of God in our heart. I personally believe that God is always attempting to speak to us. The problem is we are not always in a position to hear what He's saying because we do not know how to get past the doorkeeper and allow the thoughts of the heart to emerge freely. Now, physical relaxation is the first step to learning how to still your emotions and ultimately reach the heart zone, where you will actually be able to hear the voice of God in your heart and be able to recognize the thoughts of your own heart. Now, what you are going to find today to be so amazing is that once you get past the doorkeeper, ideas start floating up. Studies show that geniuses have this ability to relax in such a way that they turn off their conscious mind and they allow their deep inner thoughts to emerge. And that's how great inventions come about. That's how people get inspired to write novels, preach sermons, build buildings, solve incredible problems in physics and science. It's when they listen to their heart. Now, God is always speaking in your heart, so there's always a wisdom there that if you can hear it, will take you beyond anything that you can possibly do. So through physical relaxation, and then secondly, through mental relaxation, you will, in fact, reach a state where your brain waves slow down, and it's not that you lose consciousness, but instead you gain an inner consciousness. As you disconnect from the five external senses, you begin to come alive to the five internal senses, and you begin to become aware of what is going on in your physical body as well as what's going on in your heart, and you begin to hear the voice of God in your heart. So basically, as you relax and as your brain waves slow down, it's like taking the keys from the doorkeeper. It's almost as if the doorkeeper isn't paying attention, and you get to open the door now and choose what you will write on your heart. You choose how your heart will in fact be influenced. By going past the conscious mind and all of its judgments, you go directly to your heart. Now, if you have never done a meditation exercise, this may be new to you, but as you go to your meditation exercise for week one, I'm going to take you step by step how to physically relax, how to release physical stress and tension, how to release mental stress and tension, and how to reach that place of relaxation where you are at the heart zone, where you're at your most creative place. And ultimately, I'm going to help you reach the secret place where you can connect with God. Just think about it. Today you are taking a step that ensures for the rest of your life you will be able to get in touch with God and hear His voice any time you want to. All we have to do is learn to listen. You know, Jesus repeatedly said, if you have ears to hear, you can hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. Well, I am telling you, this is putting on your ears. This is creating an ear that's pointed toward the heart, toward the inner man. And it's going to be the greatest experience of your life. So now you're going to turn off this CD that you're listening to, and you're going to take out your CD that has your heart exercise for week one and follow the instructions. Remember to make sure that you're in a quiet place, that you've taken the phone off the hook, that there will be no disturbances for about 15 to 20 minutes. And I'll tell you, it will be the most incredible experience that you've had. And every day will get better, and every day the voice of God will get clearer and clearer in your heart.